This is Joanna Schrader. I am here with Brandon Robinson, who is the projects coordinator for the Propane Education and Research Council. Well, Brandon, I'm standing here next to a very large engine, which I hear is brand new. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Absolutely. This is a new propane irrigation engines for irrigation pumping and stationary power. It is a GM 5.7 liter. It's manufactured by Bucks Engines. We worked with Bucks on the development of this engine, so now we're just working on the final emission certifications and expect to roll this out soon and farmers can begin to put these in the field.
Oh, wow. Can you tell me a little bit about how farmers, in fact, use these engines in the field?
Absolutely. You plug these up to an irrigation pump, and you can pump for a center pivot or other kind of irrigation and irrigate your field. So they're used a lot in this area here in Texas, up into the corn growers and soybeans and other where you're irrigating crops.
Now, you know, there's a lot of concern right now about efficiency in all factors, both agriculture and energy. Can you tell me a little bit about how propane is efficient for these farmers to have?
Absolutely. Propane is one of the most efficient fuels out there, so we love to talk about our efficiency. You take a tank of propane, and about 90% of the fuel in there, it's actually going to get turned to energy. So as a general rule, propane is an efficient fuel. And when you talk about irrigation engines, we did some research at the University of Nebraska Tractor Testing Lab, and we took some of the diesel information out there, and we compared it to the new efficiency, a higher efficiency propane engines, and found out that as far as a gallon comparison, we're about 1.5 to 1.6 gallons of propane for every gallon of diesel, which is a great improvement over the old numbers.
Well, not only is it a great improvement there, but it sounds like in efficiency, it sounds like it would be in cost as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our prices fluctuate and tend to go down in the summer times when you're irrigating, and typically that's when some of the other fuel prices go up. So when you run the efficiency numbers compared to the fuel prices, in the end, you can save about 30% over 1 year life when you calculate maintenance cost and the engine cost on a diesel compared to a propane version. We're about 30% more cost efficient.
Well, speaking of a comparison between a propane engine and diesel, let's talk a little bit about the environmental aspect of this, greenhouse gases. Diesel has a lot of greenhouse gases. How does propane fare there?
Propane is one of the, we like to say we're the clean, green fuel for today. There's a lot of talk about next generation fuels, but we're here today. We're very familiar to farmers. We have an infrastructure we can tap into. And as far as a greenhouse gas-based emissions comparison, we're cleaner than about 70% of the fuel mix out there today.
Wow, that's great news. Now, are there other applications, you know, outside of farming? Are there other applications that propane is being used in?
Absolutely. People all across the country are cooking with propane. They're heating with propane. We're using more vehicles now on propane. We've got an F-150 on propane, and we just announced we're going to be working on an F-250 that'll be available this fall on propane. We've got other engines. We can have propane mowers, propane handheld equipment like weed eaters. So the propane applications for the farm, for over the road, and for the home are run the gamut.
So, you know, back to the efficiency question, in terms of some of these other applications, how is the efficiency of propane in your F-150 truck?
Well, the efficiency of propane in the F-150 is we get more miles to the dollar than the other. We get comparable power compared to gasoline. And then when we talk about greenhouse gas emissions, we're about 19% better than gasoline as greenhouse gas emissions on the F-150 for light-duty trucks.
Wow, that's great. You know, there's been a lot of concern in the energy industry and alternative energy, per se, with the economics. You know, has that affected the propane industry? You know, how is your year shaping up, and what do you see moving forward?
Well, here at the Propane Council, we don't do much with prices, but we fluctuate. The propane price fluctuates according to natural gas and crude oil in the market. So we tend to go up a little bit in the winter and then come down in the summer. But that's good for the farmers because a lot of their applications are used in the summer when our fuel is a little less than some of the others out there.
So seeing sort of that fluctuation, that are you seeing your demand actually increasing now that some of the other energy prices like gasoline prices have been so high?
Well, I don't know if it's a function of the prices, but we're definitely seeing our demand increase as farmers are looking for more efficient applications, cleaner and greener applications. And we're expanding expanding what we can do with propane. We've been running irrigation engines for years, and vehicles and tractors, all sorts of things, and now we're getting into more weeding, organic applications. So we're just expanding our base as far as what we can do with propane on the farm.
Well, that's great news, especially as farmers are concerned about high fertilizer costs this year and some other things that can, that don't make them competitive. It sounds like by, actually implementing some of this propane technology, in particular this engine, that, like you said, they'll save, potentially 30% in a year on costs.
Absolutely. And another area that we're getting into is, as farmers are, like you said, their costs are going up. They're looking for ways to cut costs, and we can come in and offer non-chemical solutions. For instance, we have a poultry house sanitizer that can sanitize the floors of poultry houses in between broods, so you don't have to use chemicals to do this. So we can cut chemicals. Organic applications where you can't use chemicals, we're using propane heat, flame, and steam for pest management.
Well, that's great. So, it sounds like you have so many things. We didn't get a chance to talk in depth about a lot. Where can people go to learn more information?
www.agpropane.com. That's our website. We have information on there on all the applications I've talked about and some that I haven't been able to talk about. We've got videos on there, fact sheets to learn more, contact information to learn more, and we even have webinars from time to time that people can log in, and we'll walk through a lot of these programs and applications that we talked about.
Great. Well, thanks for spending some time with me, Brandon. Sounds like you got some great stuff.
Absolutely.
This is Joanna Schrader.